This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 31. What's ahead? Our passage comes from Isaiah chapter 25. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child. The one who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune, for they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Isaiah 65 gives us a sneak preview of what's ahead. In the closing part of this chapter, the prophet tells us what's in store for creation and for all who look forward to the Lord's coming again. We get a glimpse of what that will be like. There will be no more hardships or struggles in our life on the earth. Instead of poverty and hunger, there will be plenty for everyone. Instead of violence, there will be peace. The sound of weeping and crying will be heard no more. Instead of suffering the effects of aging, we will enjoy youthful energy. Instead of having others enjoy the fruits of our labors, we will be able to enjoy them and share them. In the Lord's kingdom of peace, everyone will be blessed. Even animals will not fight or kill. The wolf and the lamb will feed together. The lion will eat straw like the ox. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. Someday, perhaps sooner than we think, the Lord Jesus will return on the clouds of heaven. And on that day, according to Philippians 2:10 and 11, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Pray that that day may come soon. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, come quickly to bring about your new creation, where there will be no more tears, no more crying, and no more pain. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.